flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest, over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Looking for a new home should be exciting, not frustrating. That's why Homes.com might just be the best home shopping site out there. Imagine searching for your dream home without ads cluttering your view. Homes.com's sleek, beautifully designed, ad-free interface makes your search simple and distraction-free. And if you're a parent, you know how important school information is. Homes.com gets it. They're the only site with detailed school and district info from multiple sources, including reviews from Niche. Plus, they've got a super comprehensive and transparent agent directory, making it easy to find the right expert to guide your journey. Oh, and here's a game changer. Homes.com always connects you directly with a listing agent who knows the home best. They even go beyond the basics, offering the most in-depth neighborhood content of any home shopping site, packed with details to help you find a community that feels like home. And the search tools? Unmatched. With 22 data visualization layers, 7 environmental layers, and filters for commute times and architectural styles, Homes.com truly is the home search you've been searching for. Go to Homes.com. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
We're winners right now because we get to speak to someone who is very much in the know when it comes to all of this, and she is a dear friend of the show. She is from Cleveland.com and The Plain Dealer. She is Mary Kay Cabot, and she is on the North Homestead Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. Hi, Mary Kay. How are you?
I'm Mary Kay.
Hey, guys. How you doing? First, let me apologize for the sound of my voice. I arrived here in New Orleans yesterday a little bit under the weather, so I sound a little nasally, so sorry about that.
Two aspirins and a beignet, and you'll be good to go.
I'll try it.
Was it right from New Orleans or from Mobile to New Orleans, or did you head home for a bit in between?
No, I went home and I said hello to my husband and I unpacked the suitcase, packed it back up again and headed out.
It's a good thing there's really nothing going on. You're pretty bored right now, huh?
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. People always say, what do you do in the off season? I'm like, what off season?
No kidding. All right. What'd you think when you heard the Myles Garrett story break yesterday morning?
Well, I was surprised because I had talked to Andrew Berry at the Senior Bowl. Just there were only 3 of us down there covering it from here, and he was nice enough to give us time to sit there and go over a bunch of different things. And he basically said, "We're not trading Miles. You can put that on the record." And it sounded like their meeting had gone well at the end of the season. And then the things that Miles had said on Hard Knocks, I just didn't see this coming. I thought things were heading in the right direction in terms of where things were going with this. So I was surprised, and we'll just have to see now where this is all going to go.
Do you think they're more likely to trade him or more likely to say, hey, you have a contract for 2 years? And the thing that factors into me, if you're Andrew Berry, you're Kevin Stefanski, you got to win next year. And you have arguably the best defensive player in the game on your team right now.
Yeah, you know what? I do think, and I wrote this today and I made it a separate story, that the Browns still have no plans of trading Myles Garrett. I just thought that was important to establish that and get that on the record, that even though everyone is wondering exactly what they'll take and how this is going to go, I just don't know that that's going to happen. I think they're serious about it. I mean, Andrew certainly sounded serious about it when we talked to him at the Senior Bowl last week. He sounded serious about it after the season when he talked about Miles going from Cleveland to Canton. So this is not something where they're going to be like, oh, Miles wants to be traded. Let's see what we can do to accommodate him.
What did you think of the line in his message yesterday about my plan wasn't to go from Cleveland to Canton? Do you If you're Andrew, would you have taken that personally, or how would you? I don't know how any other way not to take it.
Well, you know, I really kind of don't think so, because every single time I've ever asked Miles anything about winning NFL Defensive Player of the Year or anything else, it's always the same thing. Super Bowl, Super Bowl, Super Bowl. I remember being at the NFL Honor Show last year, and he had just won NFL Defensive Player of the Year. And I asked him about, you know, I can't remember the question. And he said, all I want is a Super Bowl, right after winning that. And that was a coveted award that he had wanted for years and years and years. And all he could think about then was the Super Bowl. So I think that's all that really was. I don't see Miles as a vindictive type of person who takes shots at people. That's just not who Miles is. So I didn't take it like that. And I would highly doubt that Andrew took it like that.
Okay. I would like to see him on this team. I think you would like to see him on this team. The Browns would like to see him on this team. But if they wanted to move him, man, they could get quite a haul in return as well. But it's that balance of, okay, you know how good he is. Are there other guys out there who you think could make you a better team? Do you think there would be any thought process in the building? And, you know, they might end up changing their mind that, you know, we could actually get really healthy if we did make a big move here.
Well, I'm sure those are things that you have to consider, but I've been looking at a few things actually, even just this morning. Only about 43% of first round picks hit in the first place. And that has been the case as we've seen so far with the Browns in their two first round picks. Jed Wills, the number 10 overall pick, didn't hit. And that is defined by getting to your second contract. He didn't hit. And then Greg Newsom, he hasn't gotten to his second contract yet. He'll play on his fifth-year option this year. But, you know, who knows if he's even going to get to his second contract. And the Browns don't hope to be losing big in the next few years. They plan to win. So first-round picks are not going to be number two or number three or number four. At least they hope that's not going to be the case. So I just don't know if it would necessarily be worth it. And then in the story that I have up there, I was looking up what happened with the Khalil Mack trade, and it really didn't do anything for either team when the Raiders shipped Khalil Mack to the Bears in 2018.
I'm just curious. Do you think they would let him sit? Is that what's going to happen? I mean, I think Andrew's, and we talked about this yesterday with Darryl too, that, you know, he's kind of a player's GM. I would think, you know, I'm just confused on what happens if nothing happens here, right? If the Browns are like, well, we're not trading you. So is Miles going to really sit out?
I don't think so. I don't think it'll come to that. I think in the end, ultimately, things will probably work out for both sides. So, yeah, I don't see him sitting out the season.
All right. With that in mind, here you sit and you have the second pick in the draft. You were at the Senior Bowl. What are you thinking? Is it quarterback? Is it something else? You going Travis Hunter? You going Mason Graham? They have options. What are you thinking? What are you hearing?
You know, I'm not really hearing anything definitive, obviously, because the Browns are going to play it close to the vest, and they don't want anybody to know what they're thinking at this point for many, many competitive reasons. But I just keep coming back to quarterback with the number two overall pick just because I feel like you kind of have to go down that road right now. Again, I could be wrong about that. Maybe they go Travis Hunter. Maybe they go Abdul Carter. But when you have the number two overall pick and you have a shot at one of the best quarterbacks in the draft, I think you kind of have to take that shot. So, you know, again, we'll see how that goes. You don't want to take that shot if the guy's not there and you know he's not there. Of course, that changes things. But if you think there's a guy there that you can win with, and I asked Andrew Berry that at the Senior Bowl, is there a quarterback in this draft that you think can win for you? And he said yes. So because of that, I'm still going quarterback at number two or somewhere pretty close to number two.
Okay.
But don't you feel like they have to love that quarterback to take him? Not just like.
Andy's thing. It's love. I mean, it's not like Mary Kay.
It's true. They have to love the quarterback at two, right? They have to love the quarterback.
Well, they have to love the vision that they see in the quarterback. He doesn't have to be a finished product right now. They have to love what they think he can be when they get him into their system and develop him the way they feel that they can.
Did you see anybody there who you thought at the Senior Bowl who you thought, you know, that person in the second round might be a guy who you could have as your quarterback for a long time? You know, was it Jackson Dart? Was it Milroe? Was anybody else?
Well, Jackson Dart had a nice Senior Bowl. He did a really nice job. There are other quarterbacks in the draft, I think, that people aren't really talking about very much that could turn into something for someone. Kyle McCord is an intriguing possibility. He was at the Shrine Game. He was not at the Senior Bowl. But, you know, he's somebody that you can take a look at and wonder, what could he be in the NFL? So I think there are other guys besides the first two that we keep talking about, and maybe they have somebody like that in mind that they feel like, okay, let's go get a Carter or a Hunter at number two and then see if we can't come back at number 33 and get a quarterback that we like. I'm not feeling that necessarily, but it's not out of the realm of possibility.
American, what kind of pressure is Andrew feeling right now? I you know, because we were talking about whether are you trading for future draft picks if you think you've got to get things done right now, and you know, and that plays into the Miles story too. That, you know, okay, well, maybe you can get a couple first round picks for Miles if you do try to trade him, but is he even going to be here to see how that plays out? And, you know, I got to think for Andrew, he's got to win now. He's got to make decisions based on now. Do you agree with that, or am I making up pressure that isn't there?
Well, at the Senior Bowl, he said something interesting about the draft and about free agency. He basically said they're taking a little bit more of a long-term view of the process instead of like this, like we have to go to the Super Bowl this year. I think there has been that feeling in the past few years, but now I think they're kind of looking at it as a multi-year approach that, you know, next year might be not a rebuilding year, not a tearing it down year, but maybe not also the year that you expect to go to the Super Bowl and win it. You know, that they probably don't see it as that year. But I do think that they are looking at it in terms of, okay, what can we accomplish over the next 2-3 years? Once again, not a teardown, not a rebuild, but not also, okay, here we are trying to get to the Super Bowl necessarily in 2025.
Mary Kay, do you think they go bananas in free agency this year?
No, and I think that's part of the strategy. Okay. You know, I think they'll add some pieces and they'll add some good things, but I don't necessarily think they're looking at it as a make or break year where they have to go out and get that final piece to get over the hump. I think they'll be competitive in 2025. I think they'll field a team that fans can enjoy and be proud of. But once again, I don't necessarily think that they're looking for that final piece to the puzzle.
Mary Kay, what do you say to a fan that walks up to you and says, you know what, Andrew Berry's got to go. You got to fire him right now. But what kind of logic do you throw back at them?
Boy, do we hear that a lot.
Oh, man, that phone call's happened about 30 times here this morning. I'm just curious what you would say to them.
Well, the Browns have not made the playoffs very often since 1999, as we know. Mm-hmm. And two of those playoff campaigns have come in the Barry Stefanski regime. This, despite the fact that they still have continued to have quarterback problems. So I do think that they are on the right track with everything. And I'm very anxious to see how Tommy Rees does with this offense. I'm very anxious to see what they do with the new quarterback. And, you know, I just don't think that, you know, I mean, in a situation like this, the player is always going to win in the court of public opinion, right?
Right.
I mean, Andrew Berry doesn't get out on the field and make people cheer and clap and sack Joe Burrow and strip Joe Burrow. I mean, that doesn't happen. Fans love these players. So in the court of public opinion, it's always going to winning right now. I just don't think that means that, you know, that Andrew needs to go and Kevin needs to go.
Alka-Seltzer Plus, cold? And a little Vicks VapoRub on your nose.
I need help.
Hang
I'll
in.
Try all that.
Hang in.
Right.
Mary Kay, thank you. Have a good trip. Enjoy the Super Bowl.
Thank you, guys.
Thank you, Mary Kay.
Talk to you soon. Mary Kay Cabot, plane dealer in Cleveland.com. Make sure you read her every day. She was on the North Homestead Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram hotline. Boy, you Andrew Berry fans had to love to hear her say that this morning, huh? She just said it. Mary Kay Cabot, you can hear that interview on the Baskin and Phelps podcast. at odyssey.com. What'd you think of that, Jeff?
I was a little surprised.
That they're looking at this with a long-term approach, not a we've got to win now approach.
There's one thing that we're missing here.
Okay.
We don't know the marching orders that ownership has given the front office.
No, we don't.
We don't know that. We also don't know, we can all assume, you know, you don't make a deal for Deshaun Watson unless ownership is either driving the bus or completely sitting right behind the bus driver saying, yep, you're doing a great job.
Yeah. Oh, check your GPS.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So if ownership has said, okay, that didn't work for us and it set us back and we get it, but we still have complete faith and trust in you, maybe they can go ahead and do a 2 or 3 year plan.
I don't know.
It doesn't seem likely to me. Does it seem likely to you?
It's not very NFL. How's that sound? Does that sound better? That is not the not for long mantra.
Exactly.
That is a hey, we understand we're going to take some punches here, and you know we'll give you standing eight. We're going to let you stick around. We're not ending the fight. So, I mean, who wouldn't want to work for somebody like that, right? That's where you want to work. Where if you make a mistake, you know your job's not over. But Browns fans are just not happy. Not happy right now. Why should you be? They only won 3 games last year. Forget about the Myles Garrett stuff. You're coming off of a 3-win season. And no one wants to hear about injury. No one wants to hear about, you know, lack of chemistry or what's going wrong here or why did this coach leave or why are we changing coordinators? They just want wins.
Or your quarterback who you traded for who has not been on the field and when he has, hasn't been good.
Yeah, that's a fair point. It's a very fair point. I just think we're in limbo. You know, you don't have a quarterback. You're sitting here with the number 2 pick coming up in the draft. And your top player, your defensive player of the year in the NFL is not happy. Not happy at all.
But don't you think, because I do, you tell me, you can go get a quarterback who can come in here and run the offense next year and help you win some football games.
We saw Joe Flacco.
I mean, there are lots of guys out there. This year with veterans that are out there who have a little bit of a track record, you can go get a competent guy. Not saying a great guy. You can go get a competent guy.
Is competent guy getting you to the Super Bowl next year?
Well, competent guy has 30 teams sitting at home, Andy. I mean, there are only 2 teams that get there every year. Our team's never, you know, we all know that. But, I mean, you know, the Detroit Lions were the world beaters. I love them. Oh, they're sitting at home.
It's true. What do you got?
Just some mild pushback on almost what you were saying there, Andy, about being in limbo. I think what this does is kind of gets you out of limbo. Like, this is the Myles Garrett demanding a trade is the slap of reality. Well, I don't know if it's a slap of reality, but it's a slap of direction that Browns fans don't want to hear about.
No.
Which is that your roster, according to your best player, is not in a position to get where you want to go.
Let me twist that for you. If that's what your best player thinks, and he has requested a trade,
mm-hmm.
and Mary Kay hears from Andrew, we're on a 2 or 3 year thought process here. Well, why would you keep him?
I agree. Why would you
keep him? Why would you keep him? At that point, why you would trade him?
I correct, would think that's, correct? Yeah, that to me makes
a
lot of sense.
If that's true, and if Andrew Berry, and if I'm Andrew Berry, and I'm thinking that without hearing it from ownership that I have 2 or 3 years, I think you're delusional. But if I'm hearing it from ownership, because remember, they do have contract extensions.
Right.
If I'm hearing it from ownership, well, then why wouldn't you trade him? Why wouldn't you?
I agree.
Not to mention, your star player said earlier, I want to see the plan. You assume that some kind of conversation took place, slash they've confirmed some kind of confirmation took place, where the plan was seen, and he went, I don't like the plan.
How do we know there was a plan? That's the other thing.
Well, or you're that right. Might even be more concerning.
That would be reason to say, okay, we're done with this.
Well, you can be sure these guys have a plan. Whether or not they're all on the same page. Whether or not it appeals to anybody, that's the question.
If the plan was, then you really want out, and you want out in a hurry.
Well, how about this?
I guess anarchy's a plan.
Let's add two and two.
Anarchy is a plan, you're right.
Let's add two and two and get four.
Okay.
Mary Kay says, Andrew Berry says, we're working, you know, that this is maybe not next year is the Super Bowl, but maybe the year after, 2 or 3 years. Maybe that was the plan, and maybe Miles didn't like it. Maybe that's what they told him.
Especially if he said no,
in which case, perfect opportunity to trade him. If you don't think you're going to compete for the Super Bowl next year, why would you take Miles into the second to last year of his contract and then come out of that and have one more year to go on his contract?
Well, but you also know you could franchise him for the next 3 years if you wanted to.
Yeah, I know. But, I mean, how long are you going to franchise a guy until he's 34?
Richard's in Tucson. Richard.
Hi, guys.
Hey, how are you?
I'm very well, thank you.
It's really nice to hear from you. It's been a while.
Well, I've been banned for a couple years.
From who?
From your station. They blocked my number, and I just got back in.
Well, glad you're back.
Yes.
Yeah.
We didn't realize you were banned. Did you know he was banned, Jeff?
Yeah. No.
Did you get the memo?
No, I don't get those memos.
Never heard the ban.
Pay grade above mine.
They just blocked my number. I couldn't get through.
Wow.
So I tried it today, and hey, I got through.
There you go.
Good to have you with us.
All right, Richard, what do you have?
Now don't screw it up, I guess, huh?
Yes.
Well,
This thing
that's happening is no surprise to me. I got to tell you, it's kind of my fault because I put the bee in his bonnet about leaving. I told him to save himself. He'd never see a Super Bowl in Cleveland.
When did you tell him that? Were you guys at the gym?
A year ago.
Oh, you were at the gym?
A year ago. Yeah, a year ago.
You were pumping iron with him.
Yeah, is that what you were doing?
I can't tell you where I ran into him. I don't want to start another, controversy. But I spoke to him, and I told him to save himself because he'd never see a Super Bowl here. And I'll tell you why I said that.
Why'd you tell him?
It's all to do with fallout from the trade.
Yes.
And there's going to be more of it because this locker room does not like Deshaun Watson. He's not the last one that's going to leave because of Deshaun. Hmm. And you know what? Here's my wish.
What if Deshaun never walks in the locker room again, which is a possibility? He doesn't have to.
He only has 2 years left on his contract.
Yeah, and he's
and
hurt,
he can't
right
play
now.
Next year.
Yeah.
If he were mine, if I was in this situation as the owner, I'd put him on the bench and forget him.
That might happen, Richard.
Yeah, that's.
I hope it does. Yeah. He doesn't want to play here. You got to pay him anyway, so let him rot on the bench.
Richard,
nobody's gonna trade for him.
Richard, if Miles ends up on another team, do you expect him to thank you on the dais?
I think they should.
I hope when
he's on the stage holding the trophy with Baker Mayfield in Tampa, he turns to the camera and says, "Thanks to my buddy Richard in Cleveland."
Richard, thank you for the wisdom.
Good to have you with us again.
Welcome back to the show. We appreciate it. Okay. Richard taking full credit for, I should ask him if he wrote the statement that he put out. He's the one that told him a year ago. He was the epiphany guy.
I've missed Richard.
Eddie in North Olmsted. Hi, Eddie.
He's fun.
Eddie.
That's two Eddies that haven't worked today.
Hmm.
Probably the same guy.
Jim is in Parma. Jim.
Hey, good morning, gentlemen.
Good morning.
Listen, I'm not going to cause any controversy. I'm very calm this morning. I'm not going to be like the last few people that called in that wanted Barry's head.
Yes, no drama here from Jim. Yes.
I do have a little trade here.
Oh, but, trade.
I'd like to know what you think about
okay,
it.
We need music for these trades. Go ahead.
Okay. Everybody is pretty assured that the first two trades will go to quarterbacks, Ward and Sanders. Okay? We need a quarterback. The Titans need a quarterback. Mm-hmm. But also the Giants need a quarterback at number three. So what if we traded down to number three And we took the Giants' first round pick, mm-hmm. and the Giants took our first round pick. And we, instead of taking a quarterback, took the defensive end from Penn State, Carter.
Abdul Carter.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. And then teamed him with Miles because we don't want to get rid of Miles. He's too important to this team on the field and in the locker room. Miles is a leader. And if we don't trade Miles, I don't believe for one second, because of the type of person that he is, that he will go out and like just blow the season. He's going to go out there and perform at 100% like he always does. The guy's a great guy, and we need to keep him. But then with the Giants' first-round pick, okay, what if we were to maybe take a look at somebody like the quarterback from Alabama or the one from Mississippi?
Dart or Miller?
Because now we got Reese as the offensive coordinator, and now we have the other gentleman as the quarterback coach, who is like been very, very stable and very good with coaching quarterbacks.
Okay.
You've probably picked
up more from the Giants. That's a scenario that could work. You know, if somebody really wants Shedeur Sanders or Cam Ward, the Browns are going to be getting phone calls like crazy. And if the Browns don't want one of those guys, well, they're going to be listening like crazy. I personally think you could be much better off signing a veteran and having somebody come in here for, you know, 2, 3, 4, 5 years, something like that, and find another quarterback down the road. So that could work.
Jim, thank you. Appreciate it. Jim's in Strongsville. Jim, go.
James.
Hey, guys, listen, why don't we just trade Myles Garrett and Denzel Ward for Josh Allen? I mean, that sounds like a good trade.
Now you're talking right there. The folks in Buffalo want him bad, by the way.
You had him. Yeah. You had him at the word why.
Listen, guys, I think we need to differentiate something here.
Yeah.
I don't think fans or anybody that really pays attention is really surprised that this is a rebuild and not a retool. I think the real issue that people are having is they're looking at this right now and they're saying, you're going to let Andrew Berry have another bite of this apple and you're going to let him be part of another build? I think that's where it comes into play. It's like, how long of a term plan? Is this a 10-year plan? Is this a, like, because my point is if you don't believe in Andrew Berry, which I don't think most of the fans do. I mean, you guys have heard the bumps. If you don't believe in Andrew Berry and you're like, well, this is a long-term plan, even if next year's horrible and they fire him, you just wasted an entire draft class that could have been built for this future. That's the part of it that I'm really having a hard time reconciling is, and I think a lot of fans are, is just like, okay, we get it. We're going to have to rebuild. And I get it. Like Deshaun Watson is an anchor around everybody's ankle, but you know what? Somebody's got to lose their job over this. And it's not the owner. I think fans are looking for not only their pound of flesh. We just have no confidence in this guy moving forward. And you're trying to sell us, and like when Mary Kay comes out, I think they're looking at it long term. I'm like, okay, Andrew Berry's been here 5 years. How much long term? What? Some marriages don't last as long as Andrew Berry's been here. I'm just not getting it. I think that's where the frustration's coming from with fans is we have no faith in this guy, and yet Jimmy has us say, we're gonna stand pat. I mean, this Myles Garrett thing should be a nail in the coffin to say, listen. If our star player, our best player on the team, is so unhappy and is looking at what you've got going on and saying, no, thank you. No, I'm out of here. I just don't see how you can expect the rest of us to.
Gotcha, Jim. Jim in Strongsville, thank you.
All right, Jim.
I want to bring up a point about what happens if the Browns let Miles sit and about how you think that no player is going to want to come here. That, to me, was a troubling conversation we had a little bit earlier in the show. We'll bring that back up. Plus, we're going to do a little story time with Jeff Phelps. Oh, you ready for that?
I have a classic Cleveland Indians story.
Really?
Yeah.
All right, stand by. We'll get both those. You want to hop in? 216-474-0092.
Oh, it's such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you can do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
You fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 45% off select styles and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 45% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
College holds a mythic place in American culture, but there are stories you won't hear on the campus tours.
The higher-ups are concerned about one thing, and that is avoiding scandal.
I'm Margot Gray. On the new podcast, Campus Files, we cover everything from rigged admissions to the drama of Greek life and student protests. Listen to and follow Campus Files, an Odyssey original podcast, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
216-474-0092, 216-474-0092, that's the number to call in. We had Mary Kay Cabin on. We're continuing to talk about the Myles Garrett situation, him asking to be traded yesterday. Where do you go with this? I do have one point that, you know, we had a caller earlier in the show that was like, because I said to him, well, what happens if the Browns just say, hey, you know, this is it, you're not getting traded, you're still on a roster, and... you know, we'd like for you to show up for work. And he's like, nope, I don't want to go to work because I already said I wanted out. I asked for a trade, right? So then the caller went like a little off the rails and was like, why would any player ever want to play for the Browns again if they didn't treat him right and try to get rid of him and he gave you everything he got, blah, 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 blah. He's still under contract. He's still under contract for 2 years.
Highly paid.
And if they really wanted to play hardball, they could do it for 5 years and give him a lot of money, and he could choose to not come. They could franchise him 3 years in a row after the contract's up. That's, you know, is that on him? No, it's on the NFLPA. This is the way the thing is set up. So my question for you then, Jeff, would be, who went in their right mind would walk away for the NFL average salary in 2024 is about $3.2 million, right? So let's just say you were a free agent that maybe didn't have a whole lot of experience in the league. I don't know. I'm throwing at you. And you're going to be like, you know what? We want to offer you $3.2 million to come play for the Browns. What are you going to say? You're going to be like, oh, no, I'm not going to the Browns. I don't want your $3.2 million. No, I want
$1.2 to go play in Cincinnati.
That's right. I'm going to go somewhere else because I have this ethical boundary that tells me, hey, they didn't do Myles Garrett right. They offered him the most money at that position in the history, or maybe the high, because you know the Browns will come back and offer like the highest salary of a defensive player in the league. They know that's what he's worth. Even if he doesn't want to play it right now, the Browns will come back and offer, and they've done this before. They'll pay guys to be here. And you're going to say to me, well, you know what? Myles chose not to take the highest contract in the history of the league for a defensive player. He chose not to do that because he didn't want to be here. Well, I got to stand my ground. I'm not going to go play for the Browns. I got to back Myles on this. Really? Can't wait to get home and talk to your wife. And your wife says, you walked away from what? Because you're holding up principles for who? You with me on this?
Yeah, I hear you.
Like, I think it's silly. If you really think other players aren't going to come to the Browns and they're going to be offered the opportunity to be paid
handsomely.
Yes.
It's a good word.
They're going to say no? Yeah, think that, about that.
That's not the way pro sports works.
I'm going to stand on my principles. They didn't treat Miles right. They made him sit out for 2 years. I'm not playing for the Browns.
They won't go to that.
I'll take significant less money to go play for somewhere else, or I won't play at all. I'll take $0 because Miles had principle on this, and I've got to stand up for Miles. You got to be kidding me, right? There's no way.
That's correct.
Nobody in their right mind's doing that. You want to do a little story time, or should I take another phone call?
No, I'd be happy to tell this story.
Okay, which story are we doing first?
Well, this is a sad one, but a fun one at the same time.
As long as it's fun.
I saw news this morning that Rich Dower passed away. And Rich was an infielder with the Baltimore Orioles, and he's in the Orioles Hall of Fame. And we knew Rich here when he was a coach on John McNamara's staff with the Indians. And Richie was a very nice guy. He actually lived here after he quit working with the Indians. Hmm. Lived in Hinckley for a long time.
Really?
And then had been in poor health. Was with the Astros, and he fell during the parade and hurt his head and needed surgery and had a stroke. And anyhow, he passed away at the age of 72.
Just yesterday.
Near Cincinnati. Yeah. And when I saw it, I thought of two things. He lived in Hinckley. And this story.
Okay.
He's on John McNamara's staff, spring training in Tucson. And I didn't see this. I was told this. McNamara had a pocket watch. Okay. You know, the classic, you know, old style pocket watch, right?
Yeah.
And all during spring training, John McNamara would, you know, be standing around with players and reach into his pocket and pull out the pocket watch.
Okay.
And you know, somebody might say something, goes, yeah, this was my grandfather's and it's been passed down to me. And, you know, it means the world to me. And I love this pocket watch. It's really nice.
It didn't belong to Bruce Willis at one point, did it?
I don't know.
I just want to make sure.
And so, you know, he had this thing on him all during spring training. And John made sure everybody saw it. Everybody knew about it because he was, you know, checking it all the time. And so it's really nice. One of the last days of spring training, I was told, McNamara and he gathers the whole team around and puts down his pocket watch and, you know, his you know, warm-up jacket or whatever, and starts addressing the team and starts chewing their you-know-what's out. The effort that you guys have had, blah, blah, blah. I'm so disappointed. I'm mad at you guys. Blah, blah, blah. You've been terrible. Blah, 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 blah. Rich Dower, according to the story, stands up and says, you know, hey, Johnny Mac, these guys have been busting you know what for you all camp long. And for you to sit here and berate them and blah, he goes on and starts screaming back at John McNamara. And McNamara, they're going back and forth a little bit, and Dower's screaming at him. And he goes, you're just so off base. I'm so tired of you, blah, 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 blah. He went over, picked up a fungo bat, picked up the stopwatch, and busted it to smithereens.
What?
Picked it up, fungo, boom, smashed it into little tiny bits. I was told the entire team's like, McNamara starts laughing.
Yeah.
Dower starts laughing. Complete setup.
Oh!
At the start of spring training, McNamara went to a pawn shop in Tucson and picked up a pocket watch.
Oh, that's so
funny. And set the whole thing up so that they could have a light moment at the end of camp.
Oh, my God. That's
awesome.
And Dower
played it to the tee and picked it up and just beat the you-know-what out of this stopwatch with a fungo bat.
Oh, that's great. I love stories like that.
Isn't that great?
Yes.
And so Johnny Mac's laughing and Dower's laughing. But apparently the looks on the faces of the Indians, it was stunning. Because McNamara played it like, you know, for like weeks.
Oh.
Hey, look at my grandfather's pocket watch. It means so much to me. And Dower was in on it the whole time. And, you know, complete McNamara chewing him out, complete setup.
Oh my
Dower
God.
Dower fighting back with him, complete setup. And then boom. Smashes.
Oh, what a great story.
A pocket watch.
Oh, man. man.
And they stunk both years, Johnny Mack and Dowerworth here.
Maybe they should have hung on to the watch.
I don't know.
All right, I got time
but,
for your...
But condolences to the Dower family. They're in Cincinnati.
Yeah.
And because Rich was a nice fella.
Hmm.
And a good player for Baltimore. He's in their Hall of Fame.
Christopher Walken once tried to hand me... Oh, no, that was in the movie, wasn't it, too?
I'll get fired.
I'm not going there.
Don't get fired.
Jeff, all right, since we're doing story time with you, and we're going to take it... We'll take more of your phone calls here in a second. I also want to get to the Cavaliers' big game against Boston tonight.
Yeah.
Give me this ZZ Top story that we had to push off to today.
Oh, you want that one?
Yeah, I think there were a lot of people that were interested in that. I had someone say, well, what's the ZZ Top story?
Well, Dano was playing ZZ Top music because he saw, who'd you see? Billy?
Billy Gibbons.
Yeah. At House of Blues over the weekend.
Yeah.
And I told these guys a ZZ Top story that I had, and they loved it, so here it is. When I'm working in Texas, okay, and ZZ Top is from southeast Texas, around the Houston area. Little town called LaGrange. They've been around LaGrange. And I'm working with this guy, and his name was John Smith. Truly, John Smith.
Okay.
And he was a very calm, mild-mannered guy. He was a Vietnam vet. He'd come back and, you know, started a career in broadcast, but, you know, was proud to be a Vietnam vet. And he walks in one day, and John's real mild-mannered. And I said, hey, how's it going, bud? And he said, good. I just had a nice night last night. And I said, really, what'd you do? He said, oh, I had some buddies over. Billy and Dusty and Frank came over, and we sat around, and I'm thinking, I don't know who those guys are. And he said, they came around, and we just kind of sat and sang. And I said, what? And he said, yeah. Billy and Dusty and Frank, ZZ Top. And I said,
ding.
What? And he said, yeah, I'm buddies with the guys from ZZ Top from when I was, you know, on the road doing my country band.
What?
And I'm like, what? And he went, yeah, I got a picture. I'll bring it in. Next day, he brought in a Polaroid. And there's my meek and mild-mannered buddy, John.
He's chilling.
Sitting on the floor with his guitar, jamming with the guys from ZZ Top, who had full beards and their hats and everything else, sitting in his living room in Beaumont.
It's an all-time
true
ding,
story.
That's an all-time ding, isn't
true
it?
True story.
Yeah.
And this guy was in a band forever, and he's still in bands. And he and ZZ Top were out on the road together when they were all struggling musicians.
It's so cool hanging out with you. He has such good stories.
I have some stories.
Story time with Uncle Jeff. Thank you. Appreciate that. You know what else Jeff can help you with? Askin, Baskin, and Phelps Helps. It's back on Thursday. All you have to do is go to the Odyssey app and hit the little record button. You can ask any question on earth. You good with that?
I think you should.
I don't think you have much of a choice. Not at all. All right, let's continue on. I know more people want to talk about Myles Garrett. We will do that. Plus, we are going to get into the Cavaliers, a gigantic game tonight against Boston. It's going to be an epic battle between two of the juggernauts of the NBA, and it's tonight right here in Cleveland. So we're going to talk about that coming up in a bit.